Good morning, Steve. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, Sarah. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. I'm not sure which speaker I'm speaking into right now.
Well, I can hear you just fine. I'm going to
Okay.
admit the next person here, another person
Okay.
who's ready.
Yeah. I've got an external speaker going on here, and I wanted to naturally want to speak to that, but that's not where it's happening. Oh, yeah, you are
Right.
doing. Yeah.
Yeah.
You
Good
want me to
morning,
video it?
Sabrina. Hi, Sabrina. I'm going to go ahead and let Nick in now. As you guys, I guess I could wait and just admit you all at once, but I'm letting you in one by one as you appear in the waiting room. And here's Emmanuel. Steve, is that you? Is that you with a mustache and glasses?
That's me with the mustache, yes.
Yeah, I will appear as an image of my cat looking at a phone because
Big
I don't. That's Luna. Yeah, she's a supermodel.
cat.
She's from Wisconsin too.
Nice.
And Nick is here, and Sabrina has her mic muted, and Emmanuel is just joining. So, as you are able, folks, go ahead and speak up so I know that you can hear me and
Yep, I can
we're
hear you.
ready to go.
I can hear
Hey,
you.
good morning. Was that Nick? Is that you,
Yep,
Nick?
testing.
Redbeard? Hi.
Yep, that's me.
I'm the cat.
Yep.
I'm Sarah. And there's Sabrina. Hi, Sabrina.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Good. Very professional, you guys, all joining a couple of minutes early.
Looks like Emmanuel has the setup already. He's got the mic and the headphones and everything.
I don't see a manual
It's
yet.
just for sure.
Oh, yeah. Just for
Where's the
show.
manual? Why don't I see you yet? Oh, there you are. Hi, Emmanuel. Yeah, you're looking good. Looks nice. And Steve, you're in a studio too,
Yeah.
yes or no?
No, I'm home.
I know you have access to it though.
I do, yes.
Yep. And Shyla is in the waiting room. Gregory, oops. We're going to have eight actually for the Zoom classes. Obviously, all of your coaching is individual. And I used to only take 3 to 5 people in my regular classes in person because I didn't want you to wait that long for your turn on mic. But of course, you are going to have all individual mic time. So it's still no waiting kind of thing. So there'll be eight altogether, and there's six here so far. Good morning, Shyla. I'm the cat. And I see Gregory joining. And let's see. All right, cool. Everybody doing well? Everybody's family still healthy and everything?
Good here.
Awesome.
Yep, I'm good too. My family's well. Thanks for asking, Sarah.
Yeah, no problem. Well, we gotta just take care of each other these days, right?
Really.
Thing. So, who had the longest commute? Because it depends how what the distance is from your bedroom to wherever your computer is. All right, Gerardo's here. I'm going to add him in. Good morning, Gerardo.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. Did you call in on a phone or did you connect by computer?
I am on my phone, but maybe I could change into a tablet prep.
Whatever way works. I remember when we did a Zoom call with you before, your internet wasn't the one most wonderful.
All right.
All
Will we need the phone today or something?
No, no, not today. No, you're good. I just want to...
Okay. I'll leave it there, and then if by any reason we do end up needing it, then I can just switch.
Wonderful. I just have one more person joining. So you guys all zoomed out? How is your life these days? Pretty zoomy?
Yes. It has for me.
You can get Zoom fatigue, you know. But then all refreshed for the next day. All right, well, it's 11. I'm sure the last person will be joining any second now. But welcome, everybody.
Thank you.
Super psyched to work with you. Like I mentioned, in my regular classes, I like to have a minimum of 3 people because I think that, somebody dropped out. I'm sure they'll be back. A minimum of 3 because I think you get a good number. You know, you kind of trigger each other's questions and so on if you have 3 people. But I don't like to have more than 5 in my regular classes because it's a matter of you waiting online or waiting for your mic time. But since all your mic time now is going to be individual, there will be no waiting. And have all of you set up at least your first call for this week?
I haven't.
So follow the link in the email. And sometimes emails land in spam. I've even had threaded conversations with a student back and forth, and then theirs will land in my spam, and sometimes mine lands in their spam. So just check and make sure that you get all the emails from you, because especially in these first couple of weeks, I'll probably be sending you a lot because I sent you all the information, and then of course the handouts and so on and so forth. Oh, Christina's here. Let me just add her in. All right. Good morning, Christina. Welcome, welcome. I assume you can hear now. Good morning. All right. So, anyway, so do check for emails from me. Did everybody look at the Santa Sessions video that I sent?
Yes.
So what'd you think of it?
I'm glad that you sent it because I thought it was a good example of trying to incorporate feedback.
Yes. I mean, even a celebrity that goes in like Santa Claus still gets anyway, everything that he was told, that's real. It's the comedy of it is that every single thing that he's told happened all in one session versus, you know, hearing it over 20 different sessions over time. But that's pretty typical. There's a voiceover talent locally, a guy named Dick Irvesty. I don't know if you guys know him or know of him. Big booming voice, you know, Fox News tonight. You know, he's one of those kind of guys. Anyway, he has joked about having a powerful with a hint of mischief kind of sound to him. So, all right. Well, now let's get going. I think everybody knows a bit about me. I guess I'll just say a few words. I'd like to go around and have everybody say 45 seconds about who they are and why they're here. So me, I've been doing voiceovers myself since 1984. My very first job was actually film strip narration. Even as late as 84, we still did film strip narration where the technology was a film strip and there were tones on the slides to tell you when to advance it to the next item. But by 84, I think that those tones, you didn't have to manually advance it. The machine would pick that up. But that was the technology, film strip narration, and it was for the migratory birds of the Florida Everglades. That's the very first one that I did, and that was in the spring of 1984, so that is a long time ago. And I loved it, and I just kept at it, and back then you couldn't go online and hear how good demos were done, but you could turn on the TV and radio and hear voiceovers, agency and not agency stuff. So that was how it was back then. And I just always had a fascination with it, and it's fun. I've loved doing it, and I've trained other people. I probably started informally training other people over 20 years ago, and then more formally in 2002. I used to teach at the Academy for Film and Television. I taught there from 2002 to 2006. Then I took a radio job in Philadelphia at the Smooth Jazz Station. I moved across the country, got the school another coach, and by the time I moved back here, they had moved across across town and didn't offer voiceover training anymore. So I started my own thing. And I'm proud to say that I've trained lots of people who are repped at agencies and getting work, and also people who are not repped and getting themselves work online. Very happy to hear, to you know, be proud about that. So anyway, that's a bit about me. Who wants to go first? Just say, you know, 45 seconds of who you are and why you're here. Emmanuel is waiting. I think he got kicked out. Now he's coming back. Okay. Nick. All right. That's fine. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. My name's Nick. I'm a teacher by trade. And so I kind of talk for a living. And I don't know. I've always just been curious about the voiceover thing. At my one of my other jobs, I got kind of recruited to do some voiceover stuff for training videos we do in-house. And I worked with somebody who was like a really professional voiceover person. And it was just an interesting, fun process to be a part of. And so, you know, met a friend who had done this, and he recommended Sarah. And so, yeah, here
I am. Who's the friend, Nick?
His name's Ted. I'm not even sure his last name.
Not Ted Spangler.
Might be, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, funny story about him. One of his jobs that he booked after the training, he's got this massive set of pipes, you know, he's way mm-hmm. down here. And he was cast to be a Burgess Meredith type.
Oh, okay.
And they were writing the script as he was voicing it. They actually had him read, this was very unusual, they had him read the voiceover script off teleprompter. And if you've ever worked on a teleprompter, normally you're looking at a camera when you do it, and there's a technician who is supposed to keep your eyes steady, so they learn your speed of reading so that they can advance the material for you. Anyway, but it's quite unusual to do that in voiceover. And they did this with him, and he didn't know what was coming up. He didn't have any time to look over a script ahead. He had, you know, usually you get at least 10 minutes to look over a script and make some decisions on it. But in his case, it was just cold, and he was very nervous about that. And then he thought, you know what? If they can't even write it ahead, why should I be nervous? And then he had fun and did a great job. So that was very cool. Anyway, thanks, Nick. Who's next?
Hey, lady. It's cold.
Well, Steve, you spoke up, so I think that's you.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm on. All right. My name's Steve Realm, and I'm actually been a tax consultant for a long time. And but I have taught a lot of workshops and seminars in the tax area for so technical things. And then I resigned that and moved to Maui for a couple of years and got a whole another start on life and a different way of doing things. The laid back approach. And that was the best thing that ever happened. But when I got back, I ended up going on the radio. I've been doing public radio and a blues show and a jazz show, sometimes Hawaiian music show, actually, on public radio for 15 years. And then 10 years ago, when I guess I tend to get bored too quickly. So I started a blues festival called Northwoods Blues Festival. And that's been going now for 10 years. We canceled for this year, unfortunately, as a COVID-19. So we're rescheduled for June of 2021. So,
we will all be there.
Yeah, right, yes.
We'll be very much itching to go out and do things by then for sure.
Yes. Yeah. It's going to be one of the best lineups of blues artists in the country. So I'm pretty excited about that. So, I mean, I'm getting good feedback from people that I appreciate their feedback, and that's the best way. And, but the voiceover thing has been, just something that I've had an interest in trying for probably this whole last 10-year period, and just didn't feel I had the time to dedicate to it. Now I think I do. So I'm ready.
Wonderful. Wonderful. All right. Next, Shyla.
Sure. I will go next. I feel like my story is actually pretty similar to both Steve and Nick. I've had a long lasting interest in voiceover, and now just happens to be the time when everything has coalesced. And so I think it's my time to do this. My background, I've not done any voiceover. I'll be brand new to this. However, I used to do a lot of theater acting, singing, competitive singing, those sorts of things. So I have a strong connection to my voice. It brings me joy to work with it. And so I'm really excited to see what this chapter of creating with my voice will bring me. And quick side note, Steve, I lived on Maui for 2 years, and it was the best time of my life as well. So,
wow. Lucky you.
Big news.
Oh, go ahead, Steve.
Awesome.
Yeah, Dave's brother actually lives in Kauai. And he's lived there for 20-something years, and he used to always have a role in whatever films were shot there. He would have some kind of a role, whether he'd be background or an extra or something. Sometimes he has lines. He was in The Descendants in the bar scene with George Clooney, and you can actually see his van, because when he drove up to set, they said, extra $20 to have your van in the background. So, and he was in Jurassic Park 3, he was William H. Macy's body double stand-in. So, you can find creativity anywhere you are.
You know, they recorded the opening scene of Jurassic Park, first one, was on Maui, so.
Yep.
Yeah, on the road to Hana.
Yes. Very cool.
Gardens, or Eternal Gardens, I think it was called, but yeah.
Okay, who's next?
I guess I'll raise my hand.
All right, Emmanuel.
Well, I don't know really how to start since I got cut out earlier. I guess I don't know how to really start it off, but
we're just saying about it started. If you missed me saying that, we're just saying about 45 seconds about who we are, why we're here.
Okay. Well, I can make this pretty simple. I'm Emmanuel. It began really with me, with people telling me, you know, you got this voice. Why aren't you doing voiceover or something? I'm thinking, and that's what brought me here, basically. I had a sort of a background to it, and
Emmanuel, the connection seems bad. I'm having a hard time hearing you. Oh, is he? Oh, he's gone. Shoot. Does it look like he got kicked out? Yeah. Shucks. You know what? Let me mute my mic and shout to Dave to see if he can help him out. Just a minute.
So, Steve, where did you live on Maui?
I lived in Wailuku, so kind of a not the tourist area, which is kind of refreshing. Then I had a condo for the last 10 years out in the Pili. And I just lost it at the end of December. I lost the land lease that was under, and so.
Oh, I'm sorry.
At first I thought that was tragic, but now having a rental property in Hawaii would be a disaster, so I'm all cool with that. So how about you? Where did you live?
The first year I was there, I lived on the North Shore, mostly bouncing around between Haiku and Makuau. Okay. And then the last year I was there, I worked for David LaChapelle, so I lived out in Hana for a year in Waianapa Napa State Park, essentially. Like, for lunch break, I would take a 2-minute walk down to the ocean and jump in the ocean off Bunny Ears and then walk back to work, so.
Did you have jellyfish encounters there? Because that's famous for that.
I only saw a man-o-war once, but yeah. I never saw jellyfish there.
Okay. Cool. Well, you were isolating more than I was. When you're out in Hana and Makawao and Haiku, I mean, last time I was in Makawao, I was walking down the street and there was this guy with a stocking cap and gangbanger shorts. And I looked at him and said, it was it's Carlos Santana. So, there's a lot of celebs out there. But met Carlos Santana, Walter Becker from Steely Dan, Pat Simmons from Doobie Brothers. They're all out there. They all live out there. Willie Nelson, of course. Yeah.
He owns Charlie's. I accidentally met Willie Nelson one night, and I was like, whoa.
Nice guy. Very nice.
So sweet. So nice. Yeah.
We're probably dominating the whole thing here.
That's okay. I wanted you to talk amongst yourselves a little bit while I sorted that out. Emmanuel's rejoined. Give me just a moment to just speak with him as he rejoins. I've got another solution for him. Emmanuel, are you there? Can you hear me now? Okay. Emmanuel, can you hear me? Just nod.
Yeah.
Okay, so you seem to be having a really rough internet connection. So when you join Zoom, there's another option. You can actually dial in on a phone. Then you won't be on video, unless I guess you maybe could be. But I did not give you that information when I sent you the email with the credentials to join. So I'm having Dave call you on your phone to give you this other way of joining, okay? Because that way, I think it'd be a.
That won't work.
You can't dial in on a phone.
That connected to my phone won't work. I don't have a landline.
No. It's actually like you're dialing in and joining a conference phone call.
I'm just gonna do the best I can right now.
Okay. Well, he's gonna call you. So when you hear your phone ring.
Yeah, I only
go ahead and grab phone. It. Because I want to make sure that you can hear everything. We can. Okay. Anyway, it was a very rough connection.
I can't use my phone.
You can't dial phone numbers on your phone?
No, I can't.
Okay.
No, I can't use my. I only got phone minutes on that, and I don't have a whole lot of it.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll do our best then. If you get dropped, I'll just keep watching the waiting room to add you back in. But since your connection is iffy, I'll just mention we first met Emmanuel. He came to one of our voice acting expos, and he was referred by a local casting director. So that's how we first met him, and that was a while ago. He's been kind of waiting for the timing to be right to do this. So. Correct me if I'm wrong, Emmanuel, if I'm speaking for you.
That's the best. That's about all that is to that. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. All right. Who's next?
I can go. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, go ahead, Gregory.
My name is Gregory. I'm an improviser, a scripted actor, a clown. I've been interested in voiceover since I was a kid. And never knew how to get into it. And then once I moved up to Minneapolis in the late 90s, it eluded me. And then I was in and out of town touring for 15 of the last 20 years. And then now that I'm in town, I'm at a position to finally undertake it and take my steps in it. So that's why I'm here. And I got a heads up about the workshop from my agency, and then took the workshop, and now I'm here.
Yes, with the Meredith Agency.
Yep.
Yeah, cool. Thanks, Gregory. Gerardo, you want to go next?
Yeah, okay. So my name is Gerardo.
Did I mispronounce your name? Do you prefer Gerardo?
That's fine. I think you've always said it great, and that's... Don't worry about it.
I was pronouncing the G like an H. Am I making a fool of myself?
No. Okay. No. That's okay.
Okay.
So anyway, I've been doing interpretation for about 3 years now. So I talk a lot often too. So that kind of got me into wondering what else can I do with my voice, and then I got into voiceovers and kind of just little by little started searching and learning what I could do where. And then also I got referred by one of the agencies that they represent me. So this is how I got into it, and how that's how I got here.
Wonderful.
So yeah, that's very quick of what I do.
Wonderful. Thanks. Christina or Sabrina?
I can go.
All right.
I'm Sabrina, and let's see, originally I'm actually from Canada, so a lot of my training happened in Canada. I have musical theater training and film training, and then I got married and moved to Minnesota, and I did have an agent for a little while who actually recommended Sarah that I go to her workshop, and that was, actually I looked at it, Sarah, and I realized it was like 2014, so it was a while ago.
Wow.
And
which
yeah,
agency and then, was that?
That was with Talent Pool.
Talent Pool, right.
Yeah, and they're no longer, but
yes.
At the time,
there's a couple people here from the Meredith agency, so I just wondered if it was Meredith also, but it was Talent Pool. Okay.
Yeah. So, anyways, I also have a background in teaching, Nick. I just got my my teaching license for K-6. So obviously I'm going to be doing a lot of talking as well. And I've always loved the voiceover stuff. But actually this weekend, I just took a workshop again with Sarah. And I am now hooked. I love this. I think it's going to be so much fun. And, you know, I can't wait to get to know you guys better, too. This will be really fun.
Very cool. Thanks, Sabrina. Christina, I think it's down to you.
I think so. Well, hi, I'm Christina. I'm actually like Nick and Sabrina. I'm actually a licensed K-12 vocal and classroom music teacher. I've been doing that for 12 years. And when you mentioned Sarah, Florida, I'm originally from Florida and I was born in 84. So.
Oh, you probably had to watch it. You probably had to watch it in school.
Yeah, I did. So actually I came up for school. So I'm a music teacher, musician, and an actor. I sing with Vocal Essence. I've been doing that for 12 years. I'm first soprano. I teach flute and voice lessons. I've been working with Michelle Hutchison for the past 7-8 years, both as a student and then...
I don't know if everybody knows who Michelle Hutchison is, if you want to say.
Oh, yeah. Michelle Hutchison, she's a local actor, director, producer. Her main big break that she had in film was in the movie Fargo opposite Steve Buscemi.
Everybody's going to watch it tonight and go, whoa.
And now that I know her and I watch it, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so Michelle. That's so Michelle. So she's fantastic. And, I also now assist her with her on camera classes for all ages. So, you like when you're doing the troubleshooting, I'm like, oh, that's usually what I'm doing. Like calling up students going, hey, so this is how you connect to WebEx. So I kind of tend to be a jack of all trades, kind of person. I've been interested in doing voiceover for many, many years. You know, I grew up doing theater, dance, acting. I did theater camps, theater internships. I have 15 years of dance. So creativity, actually art on the wall. And actually, when I've talked with Sarah before, one of the things that we talk about voiceover is, and I still do this, is even as a kid, I would try to play the game of who's doing what voice on what character for TV shows or who's in what mm-hmm. commercial. I still do this. It's amusing, and I enjoy doing that. So I've always wanted to explore this more. And then I'm also a Meredith person. So when this has come up and... just wanted to get more and more training so I'm doing this right.
All right. Cool. All right. Thanks so much, everybody. Really happy to have you here.
Actually, if you don't mind, Sarah, while
yes.
I've got a chance, I think I do want to reintroduce myself here because of our little problems here.
Mm-hmm.
First time I want to just reintroduce myself here. Sorry, I'm having a little bit of problems here, but
yes, and your sound is still very iffy.
In things of television, so I've always wanted to learn how to.
Yes, and also you're in the education field as well.
All right, we can just move on.
Okay. Yeah,
right.
It's an odd connection today. Yeah. You kind of sound like a robot a little bit through this. And I know that's not how you normally sound. Well, all right. Fantastic.